Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give you the praise and the glory. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and thine is the power, and thine is the glory, Lord. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth and anywhere else is thine. And thou art exalted as head above all. We praise you, Lord, because all power is in your hand. And thou reignest over all. It is in your hand to make great. And it is in your hand to exalt. And it is in your hand to give strength unto all. And it is also in your hand to look to everyone that is proud and to bring them down. You know, but Lord, we thank you for giving grace to your people, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, O Lord, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. Can somebody say, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this morning, I have this message that the Lord, he wanted me to bring today. And I thought, you know, maybe I'll preach this message sometime past, and even last week I thought, you know, but the Lord, he deferred it until now. But I think it's for a reason, you know, and the Lord is going to bless you. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the message, the covering anointing. Now, that's the covering anointing through obedience. Oh, yeah. That's how it comes. But I'm only talking about the covering anointing, but I'm going to talk about how it comes through obedience. I'm going to start right here, let you know that, man, the Bible says in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Right away from that verse, we see that God's intention was for us to be in the glory of God.
Amen.
See, but we fell short of it. God's original covering for man, when he created them, was his glory. And they were covered by the light. But through disobedience, that's right, disobedience. You know, the Bible calls it sin. Well, we know it was sin, but it was the disobedience. The Bible says through the disobedience of one man, sin entered into the world. And death passed unto all because of that disobedience. You know, it is the disobedience of Adam and Eve that made them to lose the covering of light that was on them. You know, and when they lost that light, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 and 21 that God had to create, you know, make them an artificial covering. Did you read it? In Genesis 3 and 21. The Bible says, and the Lord God made unto Adam and his wife, you know, coats of skin and so forth like that, you know, to cover their nakedness because they had fallen from the glory of God. And God made this artificial, so to speak, covering because they lost the true covering, the anointing that was upon them. You know, how the Bible says that God, in the even time, he used to visit with Adam and they had fellowship. And he was under that anointing and the presence of the Lord. And that anointing was upon him. When that anointing was upon him, he had the, you know, he had understanding. He had knowledge. He looked at every animal and he gave them their name. He looked at everything and he gave them their name. And as it was that Adam named them, so it is until this day. You know, the anointing of God, the knowledge of God was upon him. You know, but, you know, through disobedience, they lost all of that anointing. And the next thing you know, now all of a sudden they know they are naked. And God said, you're naked. You know, how did you know you're naked? So, you know, finally, you know, that's not my story today or my subject. But finally, he had to make them an artificial covering, you know, to cover, you know, their nakedness. Well, today, people are focused more on the artificial covering than the covering of the glory of God. How many of you know that's right? Oh, yeah. That's why the Bible says, let not your adorning be that of apparel and gold and silver and all of these things. But let it be the ornament of a pure and gentle spirit. Let it be the ornament of the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Let it be the glory of God in your life. That's the ornament. That's the covering that God is looking for. But I'm going to bring this message in a different way today to see how the covering anointing can come back in your life through obedience. Because Adam lost it because of disobedience, but you can have it back, you know, through obedience. And I'm going to say something special for this church at the end that God wanted me to say, and then we'll see how the Lord wants us to go here. So let me say to you today, I want this to ring in your heart through this message. The covering anointing from God comes through obedience to God's word. Now that's obedience to God's word. Now, I am going to read some scriptures to show you that. And I'm also going to show you the benefits, the how the Lord brings this covering and this anointing into your life through obedience. And at the end, I'm going to talk about a special covering. And that's in this message, by the grace of God. If you listen and you discern this message, you know, God's going to give you a way that all of your prayers will be answered. How many of you can say amen? And in fact, this message is a message of victory for you, that you will never fall short again of the grace of God if you follow what this message is saying this morning. And this is the message where all of your prayers will be answered. You know, there's a way also that God is going to give, especially at the end, to the people of this church, you know, how God is going to answer all of your prayers. Praise ye the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I say the people of this church, well, you know, Jesus one time, he said, you know, Holy Father, you know, I've been here, I've declared your name to them, you know, and now I'm about to leave. And he prayed, Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom you have given unto me. He said, I pray not for the world, but I pray for those whom you have given unto me, and those who will believe me through their word. You know, so, you know, while this message will be on the internet and so forth like that, you know, and, you know, anybody is free to listen to it, there will be a part of it at the end that will be for this church. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and you'll find out what it's all about later on, why the Lord made me say that. You know, Saul, you know, in case you don't know, you know, the first king there that God anointed for Israel, you know, he lost that anointing. Every time that God would put the king in place, he would put the prophet in place to put the anointing oil on them and so forth to anoint them, you know, for their service in the office of the king. And Saul was so anointed. But he lost the anointing and God rejected him because of his disobedience. Now, I want you to turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15, and I'm going to read verses 22 and 23. 1 Samuel 15 and 22. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken is better than the fat of rams. So it is better for you to obey the voice of the Lord than to try to bring some sacrifice, you know, and so forth like that. For rebellion, now notice, and I want all young people to listen to this message, and everybody in here this morning. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. That's how badly God views rebellion. It's the same as witchcraft as far as God is concerned, you know. And stubbornness, you know, is as iniquity and idolatry. You know, it's the same to God, you know. Now, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord in not obeying the commandment of the Lord thy God, he said, God also has rejected you from being king. My goodness. Now, that's a warning in here today, because he said unto us, you know, you have been made kings and priests in the first chapter of Revelation. You know, but, you know, we see an example here where somebody that was made king by the anointing of the Lord was rejected because he disobeyed the voice of the Lord, because he disobeyed the word of the Lord. Now, you say obedience? Absolutely. You know, I'm going to jump down throughout the scriptures. It's all over there, you know, and I'm going to bring some of these scriptures today, but I'm going to jump right clear to the end. See, in Revelation 22, then I'm going to come back. In Revelation 22, you know, we're going to find out in verse 14, how obedience, you know, I mean, the price, I mean, it's what the price that God puts on this obedience. It's a price that even gets you, you know, a right to the tree of life. The right that Adam lost. Because after his sin, God put a cherubim, you know, there with a flaming sword to guard the entrance of the Garden of Eden. Make sure that he doesn't go near that tree. You know, that tree of life. He doesn't, God say, let him not put his hand over there, you know, because he disobeyed. But at the end, listen to what he said in Revelation 22 and verse 14. For all of those, you know, that, he said, blessed are they that do his commandments. Amen? Blessed are they that do his commandments. Now that's obeying his commandments and doing them. That they may have right to the tree of life. Oh my. And that they may enter through the gates unto the holy city. You know, that's a great blessing, for God is foretelling, you know, how he's going to crown your obedience at the end. You know, but we're going to talk about even the fruits of obedience right now. Now, we've shown the end, you know, of those that obey and do the commandments of the Lord, how they will have right to the tree of life. We know who the tree of life is. Amen? That's right. His name is Jesus. He is the tree of life. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In John 14 and 6. You know, so, but we know that through obedience, and we're going to see some of the things that Jesus himself said, and through obedience we'll have right, you know, to be a part of the Lord eternally and to enter into that holy city. But today, let's talk about some of the things right here, see, that God wants us to be concerned about with obedience. Well, let me go right into what Jesus said, and I'm going to come back to some of the benefits of obedience. Let's go to John 15 and see what Jesus himself had to say about obedience. And I'm going to start in verse 10 of John 15. He said, if ye keep my commandments, then ye shall abide in my love. Now that love is his covering. He says, his banner over me is love. The love of God is your covering. When you are anchored upon the love of Christ, you'll find out that he says in the book of Romans chapter 8, that shall tribulation, shall peril, shall danger, shall distress, neither angels nor life, nor things present, nor things absent, nor things yet to come. None of these things can separate you from his love. When that love is your covering, how do you get that covering? If you obey my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might be fulfilled in you, so that your joy might be full. You know, your joy can never be full, you know, unless you are obeying his commandments. That's what he said. The way that your joy is going to be full, that you're going to get all your prayers answered, is to obey his commandments. And here's what he said in verse 14. Ye are my friends. Amen, somebody? But there's a condition to that. Don't stop there. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever. That's whatsoever. You cannot pick and choose. If you do whatsoever I command you, then you are my friends. You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. You know, some people sing this song, you know, I'm a friend of God and all of these songs. And that's wonderful. Well, are you a friend of God, really? You know, does he think you are his friend? Well, Jesus said, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Can somebody say praise the Lord? You know, that's how to be the friend of Jesus, is to do whatsoever he commands you. Now, let me go into some of the benefits. I want to move quickly into this message because I got something to say to the church. You know, let me move quickly into some of the benefits of obedience. Now, turn with me to Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26. And I'm going to be talking about the benefits that God will have for us, you know, for obedience, even right now. Well, we've seen how in the end, he's going to give us the right to the tree of life and the right to enter into the holy city and so forth, you know, because we do his commandments, you know. But let's see some of the things that he'll do for us even now as we obey the word of the Lord. Now, verse 26 of the Exodus 15. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Now notice, that's the first thing. If you will hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, that's number one. And number two, if you will do that which is right in his sight. And if you will give ear to his commandments, that's the third one. And then you will keep all of his statutes. Now, if you do all of those things, listen to what he said. I will put none of these diseases upon you. Can somebody say amen to that? Well, then why, sir, you know, the children of God, why are they afflicted with diseases and sicknesses and so forth then? You know, perhaps because they are not doing all of these things. You know, perhaps because they are not keeping every word of God. Because he said, ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. And I will keep the devourer and all these sicknesses from the midst of you that I put on the Egyptians and so forth. They shall not come near you. If you do all of these things, keep my commandments, hearken to the voice of the Lord, do that which is right in my sight, and do all of my statutes, saith the Lord. That's how I will give you healing and divine health. So we see that you can have healing and you can have divine health by following the Lord and obeying his commandments. Obedience is the subject today. That's how we get the covering anointing. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11. I'm going to read this very quickly. Deuteronomy chapter 11. And I'm going to read a couple of verses there, starting at verse 13. Now it shall come to pass. Now notice, that's it shall come to pass in your lives. If ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. See, if you do that, listen to what he will do. That I will give you rain. Amen? The rain of your land in due season. You know, that's prosperity. You know, prosperity comes just from, you know, obeying the commandments of the Lord. Obeying his commandments and doing all that he says. And even revival comes. He says, then I'll give you the first and the latter rain that you may, you know, gather in thy corn. You know, that's the harvesting of souls. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh yeah, you know, people want revival all the time, but they wonder why there's no revival. Because people are not obeying the commandments of the Lord. You cannot do things your own way. You cannot rewrite the gospel. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, God has given it the way it should be done, and that's the way it's going to be. You know, and I will send grass, you know, in the fields of thy cattle and so forth. God will bring prosperity. He'll bring blessing. He'll bring a lot of things your way through obedience, you know, and so forth like that. Now, Deuteronomy. Before I read that one, let me read this one real quickly. That's a long verse that I want to read, long text that I want to read in Deuteronomy 28. But before I do that, let me read to you just quickly, Joshua chapter 1. And I'm going to read just two verses real quickly in verses 7 and 8. Now, Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Listen to what the Lord said here. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according. Now that's observe to do according, that's obedience. You know, to all of the law which Moses, you know, my servant, commanded thee. Don't turn to the right or to the left, you know, so that you may prosper, you know, whithersoever thou goest. You want prosperity? You want blessings in your life? Then you've got to do according to all of the word of the Lord. Can I get an amen on that? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But I shall meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe, observe to do according to all that is written. You cannot pick and choose. See, that's the problem with the church. Not this church exactly only, but that church in general. You know, people want to pick and choose part of the word of God that they want. You know, they say some things are ancient, you know, so they don't want it, so they change it. Well, you know, let me tell you something. The flower withereth, the grass passeth away, but the word of the Lord abideth forever. The word of the Lord will never change. Praise ye the name of the Lord. If it was wrong then, it is wrong today, and it is wrong tomorrow. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, so observe to do according to all that is written in the word of the Lord. That then, you say, then shall thou make your way prosperous. You know, oh yeah. It's not by giving an offering and so forth like that. You know, like some people like to tell you, you know, you bring, you know, $1,000 and this and that. No, it is by obedience to the word of our Lord and to all of the word of our Lord. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, if you walk in his ways, I guarantee you 100% success in your ways. If you walk and do as he has written according to all of the word of the Lord. And I'm going to show you, you know, some things to everybody here this morning. And you might find an area, you know, the Holy Spirit might convict you of an area where you are not walking according to the word of the Lord. Before this message is over, you know, so let's see, let's go on here. So that's what he told Joshua to do. He said, that's the way that you make your way prosperous, is in obeying all that is in the word of God. And also in Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, he tells you the same thing. Blessed is the man. Hallelujah, somebody. Now that's the man, the woman, the child, the boy, the girl. Blessed is the person. Hallelujah. Oh, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You know, don't follow the ways of the world and the things that are psychologists and so forth who don't know the Lord, they're telling you and so forth. You follow the word of God. See, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. See, oh yeah. Don't go down to all those places and so forth, you know, and so on. You know, nor even sit in the seat of discomfort. You know, people that hate the word of God and hate him to his face. You know, don't complain with them and then go with all of the stuff, you know, that they're doing and so forth like that. If you want to be with them at all, you preach the gospel to them. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Oh, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Oh, yes. And it shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah, somebody. His leaves shall not wither. It'll be green every season, in season and out of season. Hallelujah. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever. I don't care if you're a student, you will prosper. I don't care if you're in business for yourself, you will prosper. If you're working, you will prosper. The Lord will promote you. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, yes. You know, you can't change the word of God. It's forever settled in heaven. Forever, O Lord. Thy word is settled in heaven. You cannot change his word. This is the way for you to prosper. That's it. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Well, turn with me now. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Oh, yes. And let's see. You know. Now, I'm not going to read the latter half of Deuteronomy 28. You know. And I pray that portion does not befall you. That's from verses 15 and on. It's for those that do not obey the word of the Lord. There's going to be a lot of repercussion and curse and different things and so forth like that. You know, that's not our portion. Amen? Now this part that I want to read, verses 1 through 14 of Deuteronomy 28, is for those that obey the voice of the Lord. And that's you in here this morning. Amen? And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments. Now notice, every time that he talks about obeying the Lord, it's not do some of his commandments. Amen. You know, the Bible says, he that keeps the whole law but offends in one is guilty of all. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yeah, it's got real quiet in here. You know, if you keep everything and you break one, you are guilty of all. That's what the Bible says. You got to keep every word of God. You say, well, who can do that? Well, with man it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And by the grace of the Spirit of God, all things are possible. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. And the Lord thy God, if he will do that, will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
Can I get an amen?
It's good. I mean, you know, you're free to shout if I read something in here, you know, that clicks with your spirit of what God will do in accordance with you obeying the word of the Lord. And all these blessings shall come upon thee, and they shall overtake thee. Not only, you know, in fact, they will overtake you. You won't have to pursue them, you know, amen? The blessings of God will pursue you if you are keeping all of his commandments. You know, if you hearken unto the Lord thy God, he said, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed will you be in the field. Oh my goodness. Everywhere you go, you will be blessed. And then you'll be a blessing to others as well. You know, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Oh my goodness. Oh. And the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine and the flocks, you know, and so forth like that. Blessed shall be thy basket. Oh my. And thy storehouse. My goodness. That means the barrel of meal. Oh yeah. Shall not waste. And the cruse of oil shall not fail in your house. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That means everybody be complaining about, you know, the austerity measures and the, you know, see, you know, the whatever, the, you know, economic and all of this stuff. But it is well with you. And it shall be well with you. Because the Bible says you will be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of living water. You know, your leaves shall not wither, but you'll bring forth your fruit in season. And even out of season, saith the Lord. That's right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All year round, bring forth fruit. And he said, the Lord shall cause thine enemies. My goodness. Thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. He says even in verse 6, that blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. You know, that means if you walk out of your house, you're blessed already. That if you are blessed, God is not going to lead you into some accident. Can I get amen? The angel of the Lord encamps around those that fear him, and he delivers them. And behold, saith the Lord, strong is he that standeth on your behalf. That's right. Oh, you think the devil is strong? Well, maybe. But greater is he that is in us. I'm not afraid of the devil, you know, because I've got the shield. See, the covering, anointing, because of obedience. Praise God. You know, hallelujah. You don't have to worry about nothing. The anointing defends you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. I'm going to show you in this message how you can keep that anointing from being broken. That's what this message is all about. It's through obedience to every word of God. Now, your enemies that rise up against you, they'll be smitten before your face. When they come in against you one way, they shall flee seven ways. Hallelujah! Now notice, the Lord didn't say, you know, that you're going to do this to your enemy or do that. He said, the Lord will cause. He's the Lord that's going to do it. You know, you shall hold your peace. You shall stand ye still. And you shall see the salvation of the Lord. You know, everyone that beareth my name, saith the Lord, they shall stand still and they shall see my salvation. That's right. You will stand still, you will see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord, he will fight for you. Praise God. Oh yeah, the Lord shall establish you as an holy people. Now, he's talking to the church now. You know, through obedience and so forth like that. Praise God. You know, he even spoke in the book of Revelation. You know, when he commanded John to write to the seven churches. You know, and the angels of those churches. And he said to them, look, if you don't do what I say to you, I'm going to come and take your candlestick out. Amen. That's right. That's what happens when the pastor or the leadership is not obeying the Lord. They take the candlestick out. That's like he take the church out. You know, you say he'll do that. I am the Lord. Hallelujah. And I take counsel with no one. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And no man can say unto him, what doest thou? Amen, somebody. Oh yeah. I tell you something, church. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. See? And it's time that people begin to fear the Lord. And they that tremble at my word, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'll make them joyful even before me, saith the Lord, even those that fear me and tremble at my word. That's right. Those are the ones that God is looking for. Now listen to this. The Lord, you know, say he will establish you as a holy person, people that he has sworn to himself. Hallelujah. Say, all the people of the earth shall see and call you, you know, that your name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. You say that he was talking to Israel, well, maybe. But I tell you, everything he said to Israel is a type of the church. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. Oh yeah. You want to have silver and gold. You want to have the fruit of the body. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. You know, obey the voice of the Lord thy God. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yes. And that's automatic when you do that. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. That's automatic when you do that, when you obey the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Even the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. You say the Lord has treasure? My goodness, absolutely. He does have treasure. The Lord will open unto you his good treasure. The heaven to give rain upon thy land in his season. And he's going to bless you up on the work of your hand. He's going to bless you, saith the Lord. Oh yes. Thou shalt lend and thou shalt not borrow. You want the Lord to deliver you out of debt? This is the secret right here. It's for you to walk in his ways, to hearken to his voice, and to do all of his commandments, and to keep all of his statutes, and you will be a lender and not a borrower. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. Oh yes, I like the sound of that. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. You know, I know the people of God, every time they hear this sentence, the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, they shout for joy, you know, because everybody wants to be the head. Nobody wants to be the tail. Amen? I want to be the head. I don't want to, do you want to be the tail? I don't know about that. I want to be the head. But there is a premise to that. The premise is you have to hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. And you have to obey. You have to observe to do according to all of the word of God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And then he will make you head and not the tail. Oh yes, you will be above only. And you will never be beneath, saith the Lord. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Oh yes, and you know, he said, all of this, if you will hearken to the commandment of the Lord, and if you observe to do them, and if you will not go to the left or the right and so forth, you stay right with the word of God, then all of these commandments, and I mean all of these blessings, shall come upon you which the Lord has promised. Amen? Amen. Praise ye the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, I have some specific, you know, word of the Lord for different categories of people in here this morning. Now, here's what I want you to pay real close attention to me, because I have given the general background to this message. Now I'm going to specifically speak to different groups and different categories of people in here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, for children, listen to me, children. Here's what the Bible says. In the book of Ephesians, turn with me to Ephesians and chapter 6. And I'm going to talk to children that are in here this morning. You say children? Why, sure. And I'm going to talk to different categories in here this morning. Children, obey your parents. Amen? Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen? In the Lord. For this is right. And it says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee. That's right. You can find that in Exodus 20. You know, honor thy father and thy mother. That's for all children. You know, as long as your parents are living, there is no age limit to honoring your parents. Can I get an amen? Amen. Oh, some of you say, well, I got to honor my parents only until I'm 14. Well, you are dead wrong. Honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with you. It's pure and simple. You know, if you want the blessing of God, you want his covering. To be well with you means that God will cover you. If you want that covering anointing, you honor your father and your mother. See, your mother that bear you in her womb for 9 months, you honor her. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, yes. Most children, they don't even know how to honor their parents. The Bible says there is a generation that curseth mother and father. There is a generation that is wise in their own conceits, yet their sin is not removed. That's, you know. Well, I don't want you to be that generation. Amen? You be the generation that bless their father and their mother. Hallelujah, somebody. There is a generation of young people that bless their father and their mother. There's a generation of young people that honor their father and mother, and it is well with them, saith the Lord. That's right. Praise you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And what about ye fathers? Ephesians 6 and 4. Provoke not your children unto wrath, but bring them up. See, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Because you don't want them to be discouraged, he said. Now, what does that mean? Provoke not your children unto wrath, that they be not discouraged. Well, that means, does that mean necessarily that you stay out of their business? Of course not. But it does mean that you do not aggravate them for no reason. You know, you treat them fairly. You treat them with respect, especially the older ones. But it also means that you lead them by example. You bring them up in the way that they should go. The Bible says, train a child in the way that they should go. And when they are older, they will not depart from it. So you train them up. And the man, the father, is supposed to be the spiritual leader in the house. You're supposed to build that altar and bring your family and lead them, you know, in the fear of the Lord. But many men have departed from their posts. So that's the responsibility of the father, is to lead them by example and to treat the children, you know, fairly, to always be fair unto them. But also he says that each man should rule his house, you know, discipline his house with gravity and so forth, you know, put his children under control and all of that. Don't let them get out of hands, but you be fair unto them and lead them by example, and you be the spiritual leader in your house. Amen. Wives. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 22 to 24. Now, you've got to do according to all of the word. You cannot pick and choose. If you children, you want to come up here and, you know, shout the victory and praise the name of the Lord, but you don't want to honor your parents and so forth like the word says, well, you are guilty there. See, and you cannot have these blessings that we're talking about. You have to do all the word of God. Now, wives, here's what it says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. Amen? Did I write that? No. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. See, that is part of the word of God. And if you are not doing that, you do everything else, you are not doing that, you are not keeping and you are not observing to do according to all of the word of God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You must submit yourselves unto your own husbands. You are not told to submit yourself to every man in the world, but you are to submit yourselves to your own husbands. That's right. For the husband is the head of the wife. It's point blank. He said it. See, even as Christ is the head of the church and is the savior of the body. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And also in 1 Peter chapter 3, and from verses 1 through 6, it says, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. How many times is he going to tell you that? Even if your husbands do not obey the word exactly, you know, you can still win them by, you know, your humility and so forth, and how you portray yourself, your conversation and so forth, you know. And he said, you know, he went on to say, for after this manner, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 5, the old women in old time, the holy men, women who trusted in God, they adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. My goodness. Whose daughters ye are, as long as you do well, that's in keeping the word of the Lord. And then you will not be afraid with any amazement, because the Lord will be your covering. How many of you can say praise the name of the Lord? Oh yeah, you say, oh yeah. Oh, well, let's talk to the husbands now. Because you say, wow, I may be a little rough. No, wait until you hear what God has to say to the husbands. The husbands, in Ephesians chapter 5, here's what the Lord has to say to the husbands. Well, you think, the wives have an uphill task in submitting to their husbands and so forth? Not at all. If the husbands love their wives as Christ loved the church, the wife would submit. Amen. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. Ephesians 5 and 25. See, he said, as Christ loved the church, that's exactly right. How did Christ love the church? For God commanded his love unto us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Christ didn't wait for the church to be all righteous. Didn't wait for the church to be all submissive and everything. But he died for the church nonetheless. And he's winning the church back by his love and his mercy. How many of you say praise the Lord? And I've asked this question before and I'll ask it again. Which came first? The chicken or the egg? If you can answer that, the Lord bless you. Some people say, well, the chicken came first. Because the chicken has to lay the egg. Well, some will say, well, the egg came first. Because the egg has to hatch into the chicken. Well, alright, which came first then? The chicken or the egg? That's the question. You say, well, which should come first? Does the wife have to submit to the husband first? Before the husband can love her? Because the husband, the Bible says, husband, be not bitter against your wives. Because many men are bitter against their wives. They're just bitter. I don't know why. They're just bitter against their wives. But be not bitter against you. Say, well, because she doesn't respect me. Well, Christ died for the ungodly. Even when the church did not respect or did not even have any knowledge of God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Men, if you can love your wives like that, oh my goodness. Oh my. Why do you think we love Jesus? Because he first loved us. Praise the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a praise for that. Hallelujah. That's right. Because he first loved us. That's why we love him. Hallelujah. And he says here in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7 to the men. He said, look, you better give honor and respect to your wife. Oh yeah, you do it too. You say do that? Well, absolutely. Because if you don't do it, you may not have this covering that we are talking about this morning. Because here's what he says. He said, unless you do it, your prayers might be hindered. Amen? Oh, you say, well, I'm doing well and the Lord is blessing. Well, not as much as he would bless you if you keep all of his commandments. Amen? There are some areas in your life that are not right the way they should be. But the Lord, he wants to give you a great blessing. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, so that your prayers be not hindered. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. And here is the wife, that has the Spirit of God. This is who she is. Let me tell you who she is, the wife that has the Spirit of God. They're kind of like, they're in a relationship. In a relationship with her husband, kind of like Christ was in relationship with her father. Because in Philippians chapter 2, we are told that Christ did not think it robbery to grab equality with God. He knew he was equal with God. Amen? How many of you know that? He knew he was equal with God, but he didn't grab at it, but he humbled himself. Oh my. That's right. The wife knows she's equal with her husband because, we are joint heirs with Christ. Amen. Amen. But nevertheless, she humbles herself, just like Christ humbled himself. Oh my. And look at what the Father did for Christ. Therefore, God has given him a name that is above every name. That's in Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 5. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God has given Jesus now a name that is above every name, because he humbled himself and he was obedient to the Father, even to the death of the cross. You see, and when women don't grab at this, you know, equality nonsense, you know, you stay with the word of God. You just obey the voice of God. You know, even though you know you are equal with your husband, you submit yourself like the word says, and you will see the blessing of God in your life. Oh yes, and let me tell you, husband, if your wife is submitting yourself, that don't make her your footstool. Oh no, praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, some men like their wives to not say anything, you know, because, you know, well, I tell you what, God, he picked a rib from the side, not from the foot. Amen. Amen, somebody. So that the wife will always be by the side. That's right. And he didn't pick it from the head either, you know. Don't want the wife to boss him around, you know. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh yes, you know, so, you know, but when she humbles himself, I mean herself like that, then you do the same like the Father did to Christ, then you exalt her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. That's right. Praise God. That's how it works. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to speak to the church. And in this segment, I'll have a message directly to this church. Now I'm going to speak generally to the church first. And then I have a message, point blank, to this church. Now, here's what God says to the church, in general. In Hebrews, chapter 13, if you want to turn with me, and I'm going to read just verse 17 of Hebrews 13. Now, for everybody in this category, we've talked to children, we've talked to husbands, we've talked to wives, I'm going to talk to those who are single as well. You say, well, what if I'm single? Well, you know, that's obey your parents. You know, or this verse that we're about to read here, right here. In Hebrews 13 and 17, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch over your souls. You know, he's talking about church leadership. You know, as they that must give account. Because they want to do it with joy and not with grief. Because if they have to do it with grief, then that's not profitable for you. See? But if they are able to give account on your behalf with joy, that's like a covering. And I'm going to be speaking in a minute here, the covering anointing that God brings through leadership. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, God, he gives those ministry gifts. I'm going to jump into Ephesians chapter 4 here, and I'm going to, you know, just, you know, share this for a few minutes, you know. Ephesians chapter 4. And starting at verse 11, let me just read 11 through 13 of Ephesians 4. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and pastors, and teachers. Why? Read the next verse. For the perfecting of the saints. Well, you know, now every child of God can strive to perfection through sanctification of the spirit and through seeking the Lord and obeying his word and all of those things and so forth, you know, and we are commanded to do that. Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. He said that. We are commanded to do that, you know, and that's good. But for the church, this perfection cannot come without these ministries. It's just impossible, because it's written right here, you know. For he gave these ministries for the perfecting of the saints. Hallelujah, somebody. That's right. You know, there is a reason why he sent the apostles and the prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. Well, you know, praise God. You know, there's a work that they need to do to bring their church, I'm talking of the unified body of Christ now, to bring their church into the place of perfection. And this is perfection is talked about in verse 13. He said, until we all come to the unity of the faith. Now that's the first thing, you know, in that perfection is the unity of the faith. You know, all the sects and so forth, you know, I can't say that word. I can't even say the word. You know, it's gone. See, amen. All the dividing walls are gone. Amen. And then Christ is unified. The body of Christ is unified. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh yes, there are those spiritual gang wars too. You know, I belong to this sect. I belong to this church. I belong to this fellowship over here. You know, one time they said, you know, those people are casting out devils, but they don't go to our church. Should we forbid them? And Jesus said, let them alone. Hallelujah, somebody. They may not go to your church, but they love me nonetheless. Praise God. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. This perfection cannot come until God, you know, God is using these ministries and he's using all of these things and so forth, and he's bringing that work, you know, so perfectly and all that, you know. And then, but the unity of the faith is very crucial to that. We're going to come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ in the unveiling of the sons of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. But let me speak more directly now. See, to this church. Now, you know, Jesus himself said in John chapter 10, he said, I am the good shepherd. And I lay down my life for the church. You know, for my sheep. Amen? That's right. And he said, you know, he said, look, you know, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Hallelujah. Isn't that comforting? And a stranger's voice they will not follow. Oh yeah. Because they know not the voice of strangers. But they will flee from strangers. Oh my. You know, a pastor is like a shepherd. You know. But the Bible says, woe unto the pastors and woe unto the shepherds that divide the flock. And I run off my people and so forth. God's going to have even greater judgment for them. Can you say amen? That's right. Praise the name of the Lord. That's right. You know. And that's not exactly to this church. I said I'm going to speak to this church. I haven't got to the part of this church yet. This part is for the body of Christ. You see. You know. Most people, and there's a covering that I'm going to talk about here. The covering that comes through the leadership. And I sought the Lord about this for so long ago. I didn't want to say anything about it. You know, and so forth. You know. But, you know, I couldn't, you know, Paul said, I could not shun to declare unto you the full counsel of God. You know. And even though I didn't want to do it, I didn't want to say about it, had God said, you know, I have to bring that word. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And I got to bring the word of the Lord. You know, now, you know. I want to say this also to the body of Christ. You know, the pastor is like a shepherd. You know, little David, little shepherd boy, you know, he knew what that was all about. In fact, you know, you can listen to the message, The Slaying of a Giant, on our website. And he knew how to go up against that lion. And he knew how to go up against that old bear, you know, to get their flock back. Praise ye the name of the Lord. But a hireling would flee when they see the wolf coming. Because Jesus said, why does he flee? He said, they flee because they are an hireling and they are not the shepherd. Praise the Lord. Oh yes. Well, there is a covering that God brings. You know, Jesus, the word of God says, I look for a man to stand in the gap and I don't see any. You know, and so forth like that. And they say, go on to the pastors and the floor, you know, the shepherds that are not standing in the gap for the people of God. But when rightly positioned, when the shepherd is standing in the gap, it is a covering for the people that God has put there. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. I'm going to talk about that for just a few minutes. Now, there are many folks. Now, listen to me, people. And I sought the Lord about this. But I have his permission to say this. There are many folks that go to church, not just here, in fact, not here, but in many places, you know. All over the world, there's many churches and different things like that, you know. And many of these churches have so-called pastors and all of that. But there are many people, many of the people of God, that do not have pastors, even though they go to church. How many of you say amen? But because he said, Jesus himself said, I looked at the people who are like, you know, sheep without a shepherd. You know, he looked. And Micaiah said, I saw all of Israel. They looked like you know, sheep without a shepherd. You know, hallelujah. You know, and I have seen in the spirit, you know, many of the people of God are just like sheep without a shepherd. Even though they go to church, and even though they have a pastor, but they don't have a shepherd, say the Lord, because their shepherds have removed from their place. They have removed from their position of standing in the gap for the people. You saw how Jesus said, I lay down my life for the flock. You saw how David, he put his life on the line to go after the lion and the dragon, I mean, and the bear and so forth like that. But what do they do these days? They want your money. Hello?
Yes,
praise God. You know, they want your money. Well, let me say to you also that the time is coming, and now is, that judgment shall begin at the house of God. For I will thoroughly purge my floor, said the Lord, because my fan is in my hand. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right. You know. So many people, they have what they call a pastor, so-called. But it's not, they're not a true shepherd. Because they're there minding their own business only. Looking out for their own good also. Looking out for their, how to line their pockets. You know, and so forth. And come up with all kinds of gimmicks. And so forth like that, you know. But, you know, but praise the Lord. The Bible says, the elect know my voice. And a stranger's voice, they will not follow. Praise ye the name of the Lord. But I tell you something too, that God has raised up, you know, true apostles, true prophets, true evangelists, true pastors and teachers. Hallelujah. Praise God. So a lot of people that call themselves pastors, they don't even have the calling of God in their lives. They're just out to make a buck. They're doing it as a profession. Maybe they can't find all that work, you know, so they, you know, say, well, you know, this sounds good. You know, set up a church over here, collect some offering. Amen? Oh, yeah. But their day of judgment is coming, said the Lord. That's right. Praise God. And you know who should be judging them? It's the people of God. Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he said, you know, oh my. You know, he said to the church of Ephesus, you know, in Ephesus there, he said, huh, I know your works. I know you've challenged those that call themselves apostles. And you've discovered that they are not the apostles at all. Amen?
Amen?
But how many people of God are challenging these things today? Oh, yeah. They just take everything hook, line, and sinker. You know? Praise God. Oh yeah, but you know, them by their fruits, said the Lord. By their fruits, you will know them. Hallelujah. You cannot see, you know, orange on a banana tree or whatever, you know. Every tree brings forth of its fruit, its own kind. And Jesus said, the axe, well, maybe John the Baptist, the axe is laid to the tree, to the root of every tree. And Jesus himself said, every tree that my Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Praise God. Oh yes. And that's to all these false pastors and false shepherds and so forth. Every tree that my Father has not planted shall be rooted out. But here is what God does for the real anointing and the true calling of God. It's a covering to the people of God. There is a comforting. You know, when God speaks through the man that's anointed in that position, he brings a comfort into the people of God. See, even if God were to bring a rebuke, even if God were to bring a reproof, it still brings a comfort of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Because God has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear. You know, where there is spirit of fear, that puts us in bondage. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. You know, people ought never to be afraid of their pastor. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You know, Jesus always wanted the people to come unto me. And I said, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, when God brings an anointed pastor or a shepherd like that to the flock, you see, then he himself can stand like Jesus did in John chapter 17 and can pray for his flock. And Jesus, he prayed for his flock. That's you sitting here today. Amen. Praise God. He said, I pray not for these only, but I pray for all those who will hear about me through their word down through the ages. And he said, well, Lord, he said, Father, you know, sanctify them. You see, through thy word, because thy word is true. He said, keep, Holy Father, through thy own name, those whom you have given me. And he prayed his soul out for them. And he said, I pray not that you should take them from the world, because I need them here. Amen. But I pray that you should preserve them from the evil. And did you know that God is answering that prayer? How many of you say amen? Amen. Every prayer that Jesus prayed, in fact, one time he said, he backed that prayer with sweat of blood coming out of his head. That's how he prayed for his flock. He prayed. He went. The Bible says it was like a pearl of great price. And he went for the gold. He laid down his life. And the Bible says, if Jesus laid down his life, we ought also lay down our life for the brethren. How many of you say, praise the Lord? And if God can raise up a pastor that is willing to lay down his life for the brethren, let me tell you what will happen. Here's what will happen. All the prayers that are prayed in that united covering anointing will be answered. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. And that's where I want to speak to this church right here. In the book of Matthew 18 and 19, I'm going to close on this verse. Jesus said, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything. How come that doesn't happen all the time? You see, any two of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, that's the husband and the wife. Can you say amen? The devil hates that husband and wife combination. Oh yeah, because that's a powerful force. Amen. If the husband and wife can get together in that altar of prayer, there is nothing that can stand before them. Amen. Oh, but the devil, he'll get between them. Oh yeah. Our old devil will aggravate you against the other so that your prayers can be hindered. You know. Hallelujah. And that's for you to find somebody of faith also like you. But if you can't do it, that's for you to find the pastor that has the anointing. Amen. How many of you say praise the Lord? That's right. You know? That's right. And I'm going to give you something here by the grace of God. And I saw the Lord about this. And I'm going to give it to you this morning. And if there's anybody here, now this part here is for this church. I can't say this for every church. Amen? Because I'm not a pastor to every church in the world. You know, Jesus is a chief shepherd. That's his business. You know. But he said, those whom you have given unto me, he said, I have lost none of them. And he labored in prayer and so forth for them. You know. And I'm going to say to everyone, if this is your church right here, I have this of the Lord to say to you today. If you have never known it, I'm going to say it to you today. Praise God. God doesn't send you without qualifying you for the task. Unless you are not sent. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. But by the grace of God, I know God sent me to be pastor of this church. And I want to say to you, if you ever have a need, you can't get anybody else to believe with you. Well, if you're married, you better get your husband or your spouse to believe with you. Praise God. Because I don't want to foster any of that division. Amen? Amen? But if you cannot get anybody to believe with you, I want you to get a hold of this anointing right here. Amen. And I want you right now, everyone that is here, hearing my voice, to stand to your feet. And I am going to prove this to you right now. What I just said. Praise the Lord. Now, if there is anybody at all, you have something. I don't care if it's new. You're just something that you're believing God for. I don't care if it's something that is, you know, been there a long time, chronic, whatever it is. Now, that's anybody here. Now, you may be here and this may not be your home church. Maybe you are visiting today. But perhaps maybe you don't even have a pastor. You don't. Now, I'm not knocking all of the men of God. They are wonderful people that God has appointed all over the world. Amen? Amen? You know, I can't speak to everybody. I can only speak for myself and for the leadership in this church. Now, I'm not the only pastor in this church. We have some wonderful, wonderful people of God that are here with us. Praise God. But this part here, so I'm going to say it like this. There is a covering that God gives to his people when they recognize the anointing and obey that anointing. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know how else to say it. And if you are here this morning, I'm going to prove it to you. See, because it is something that God ordained. I cannot do anything against the truth. Amen? I can't do, you know, it is the truth of God's word. I just have to say it the way it is. You know, I didn't want to say it exactly this way because I don't like to draw attention to myself. And this is not about me exactly. This is about the office. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. It is about the anointing. Praise God. Now, I'm going to ask you, if you are here this morning, and let's prove this right here, that Jesus said in Matthew 18 and 19, where he said, if any two of you, now that's you and me this morning, praise God. Anything at all, and I prayed about this already, and I said, God, how can I stand there and say this? Blanket check? Anything at all. Amen. Now, as long first as it's according to the will of God, and secondly, if you are doing the things that we spoke about this morning, but I've already prayed for the mercy of God to cover all of us today. Amen? Because not a single one of us, you know, is perfect in obeying all of the word of God until today. Everybody has failed in one way or the other. But that's where the mercy of God comes into play. And I'm going to ask you, if you're here this morning, and if you believe that the anointing of the Lord is here, and if you recognize that God sent me to preach this word to you, and if you will recognize that anointing and obey that voice of the Lord this morning, then I am going to believe the Lord with you. And I'm going to ask God to do this thing for you this week. Amen. Amen. That you may know that the word that is preached is true. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now if that's you, I want you to come and I'm going to believe God with you. Whatever it is. Praise God. You believe the anointing of God. You recognize it. And I have stood before the Lord and prayed for every one of you. And I asked the Lord, I said, I am not worthy to say such words. But the Lord said, it's not about you. You speak my word. Can somebody say amen? Yeah. I struggled with it for a while. You know, it's not about me, but I have spoken the word of the Lord today. Now, Lord, look at your people that are here present. Lift up your hands, everybody that is here. And I want to encourage you, not only today, those of you that go to this church, if you ever need a prayer and you ever need an answer to anything that you don't, you're struggling and you're not getting a breakthrough, You get a hold of me and let's believe the Lord together. Amen. And I guarantee you, by the anointing of the Lord, it shall be done. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to start that here this morning. Now, you're here. this morning. You believe the word of God. Now, so I want you to zero in your mind on whatever it is you are believing. And you may be here for the first time. It doesn't matter. You know, God has sent you here as well. If you recognize the anointing, if you believe I spoke the word of the Lord this morning, that God will do this for you as well. Praise the name of the Lord. Because when Jesus came, he said, look, I'm not sent but to the lordship of the house of Israel. You know, but, you know, eventually, you know, the grace of God, he transferred to everybody else. But God fixed it like that, you know. So the grace of God is here present for everybody this morning. But especially for our people here. Praise the Lord. Now, but for anybody else, because you may be going to a church where you really don't have this covering. You know. And the Lord is here present. Now, the Lord Jesus is the chief shepherd for us all. Amen. So even if you don't have a true covering, look unto me, saith the Lord, and be ye saved. Look unto Jesus, wherever you are. He's the author and he's the finisher of your faith. And even though I don't speak today, I want you not only just, you know, don't just look at me, but look unto Jesus. Because Paul said, you know, be ye followers of me as I follow Christ. And that's the way I say it to you this morning. Now let's pray. Now there is something or things, something or many things or whatever it is that you are believing the Lord for this morning. And I'm going to ask the Lord to vindicate the anointing, the covering anointing in your life. Whatever it is, praise the name of Jesus. Now lift up your hand and let's believe the Lord together. Father Lord, vindicate thy word this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Glorify thyself in the message of the Lord this morning. Vindicate the word of God, the anointing of God, the covering anointing, Lord. Even as you have spoken to the children today, let them begin to obey and honor their parents. And even as you have spoken to the fathers here this morning, let them begin to repair the altar of the Lord and get their families back in line with the Lord. Even as you have spoken to the wives, let them begin to submit to their own husbands and respect and honor their own husbands. Even if you have spoken to the husband, let them begin to love their wives unconditionally. Even as Jesus loved the church. And even as you have spoken to the church, let them begin to obey them that have the rule over them. So that it may be well with them. Now for everybody that is under this anointing here this morning, Lord, our eyes are upon you, Lord. I will lift up my eyes unto the Lord from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Now, Lord Jesus, you said, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything. Now, I believe with them this morning, Lord. Individually and collectively under this covering anointing, we agree together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever it is that you are believing God for this morning, hallelujah. Praise God. There is a pastoral anointing present here this morning to make that to come to pass in your life because of standing in the gap. And Lord, let it be so that your name might be glorified. That the people may know that you are the God, the chief shepherd. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Now give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now everything that has been blocked in your life through disobedience to God's word. Those of you who are children who have not been honoring your parents, your father and your mother, not just your father, but your father and your mother. Those of you who are your wives and so forth, wives who have not been submitting to your own husbands, you know, you just say, well, you know, I don't care about him and so forth, you know. And those of you husbands that have not been honoring your wives and loving them like Christ unconditionally loved the church, pastoral anointing present here this morning to make that to come to pass in your life because of standing in the gap. And Lord, let it be so that your name might be glorified. That the people may know that you are the God, the chief shepherd. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Now give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, everything that has been blocked in your life through disobedience to God's word. Those of you who are children, who have not been honoring your parents, your father and your mother, not just your father, but your father and your mother. And you fathers, perhaps you have not exactly been the example that you should have been, you know, to your children. You know, perhaps you have treated them unfairly and so forth like that, and you haven't, you know, stood in the gap and brought everybody up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord as you should have. Those of you who are your wives and so forth, wives who have not been submitting to your own husbands, you know, you just say, well, you know, I don't care about him and so forth, you know. And those of you husbands that have not been honoring your wives and loving them like Christ unconditionally loved the church. And perhaps some of you fathers have not always treated your children with, you know, respect and also treat them fairly. You know, perhaps you have not always shown them a good example, and maybe you've not brought them up in the fear and nurture of the Lord like you should have. God spoke to you this morning. If you will amend your ways, saith the Lord, I also will have mercy upon your unrighteousness. That's right. Praise God. Father Lord, we ask you for mercy today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, I am the God that showeth mercy to thousands, that keep covenant to them that fear him. The great God, the merciful God. But I will by no means clear the guilty that refuse to tremble at my word. Even those that hate me to my face, I will visit the iniquity upon them. But for them that tremble at my word, I will be merciful unto them. Hallelujah. Now, Lord Jesus, be merciful unto your people, Lord. And let the people know that you have spoken. Let them know that salvation is common to them today. Let them know that God has given them a way today that all of their prayers will always be answered. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing it, Lord. Father, lift up the veil, Lord, from the eyes of the people, that they may see that we have spoken the word of the Lord today. And let them unite under the anointing and receive the blessing of the Lord. Now, the blessing of the word of the Lord come upon you because you have submitted yourself to the anointing. And the blessing of God come upon you in Jesus' mighty name to fulfill your desires, to give you according to the mind of the Lord in your life. Blessed be the name of Jesus. To draw you into the vortex of his will, that you may not go to the left or the right, that he will capture you right there in the center of his divine will, and that he will fulfill his will in your life. The Lord grant you all your petitions in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, everybody has a gift. The Bible says we all have the measure of faith. Everybody does. Praise God. But then there's also the gift of faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to ask everybody to take advantage of that. If you ever need anything at all, and the devil give you a hard time, let's believe the Lord together. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may go to your seats. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to praise him up here. And let's close this thing with a rally today. Hallelujah. Everybody give the Lord a big hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a big hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.